KQED.
On Friday, the California Secretary of State's office reported more than 18 million Californians are registered to vote, many of them just in time for this election, many of them young. One in four is younger than 30. Here's a small sampling of their thoughts ahead of Tuesday from KPCC's Ashley Bailey.
18-year-old Christy Plaza has waited 2 years to vote for the first time. She can't stop smiling.
I am voting. Okay, I better be in a coma to not vote. That's what I'm saying.
Plaza grew up in Duarte. She used to run voter registration signups on her high school campus, even before she could vote. She says she got hooked on voting when she saw a presentation at the LA Convention Center by the nonprofit Rock the Vote.
It was all about being empowered to vote, and I never really heard that before. I mean, I grew up with my parents saying, oh, we don't need to vote, it's not that important, or it doesn't make a difference anyways.
But Heather Smith of Rock the Vote says young people's votes do make a difference. She told Take Two, a talk show on KPCC, that millennials could be the deciding factor in this election.
It's a really unique generation, actually. They're huge in number. There are about 46 million of them who are eligible to vote this year, which means that they're one in four eligible voters in our country.
And nearly half of those eligible young voters have turned 18 since the last presidential election. Rock the Vote has reached out to educate voters in their teens and 20s for more than two decades. The nonprofit used to work regularly with MTV on town hall-style broadcasts. Rewind to a Rock the Vote event on MTV in 1994, when a young woman asked President Bill Clinton a pretty personal question.
Mr. President, the world's dying to know, is it boxers or briefs?
Usually briefs. I can't believe she did that.
Rock the Vote says it still partners with MTV, but now most of its efforts are online or on the ground at music festivals, concerts, and sporting events. Rock the Vote finds young people today are worried about tougher issues than underwear. Christy Plaza, for instance, cares about immigration.
I'm Mexican-American, and I'm a proud Latina, very proud. So without getting too much into detail, my parents are legal citizens, but you know, a lot of my other family in Mexico would have loved to come. Like, they would love to get a visa. They would love, you know, to live here and work here.
Plaza says she likes that President Obama supports the DREAM Act, and she likes the way he presents himself. Momo Matsuda says she likes Obama too. She's 20, a lesbian, grew up in Berkeley, and goes to school in LA at Occidental College.
As a queer female student, Obama really, I think, has me in mind with his policies. And I don't think that Romney represents anything that I would. Like, I don't think he's thinking of me in any of his decision making.
But other first-time voters are on board with Mitt Romney, like 19-year-old Tom Stivers of Pebble Beach.
I mean, I'd like the economy to be good by the time I get out of schooling, which I mean isn't for a long time because I plan on going to med school too. But I think 4 years is like it should have started to show improvement and it hasn't. So I think it's time to change it up and see if we can get more improvement out of Romney.
Conservative views from a 19-year-old isn't all that unusual. Recent polling by Harvard University's Institute of Politics found that 42% of 18 and 19-year-olds identified themselves as conservative, while only a third said they were liberal. But among young people in their early 20s, the numbers flipped. Liberal or conservative, Christy Plaza, the energetic first-time voter from Duarte, says she's getting the word out however she can to get her peers to vote. She's been writing articles and starting conversations at USC, where she's a freshman studying broadcast journalism.
I try to see it in the way that, okay, you have what Obama thinks, you have what Romney thinks. So which one is better for me as, you know, a human being living here? And who's going to take this country in the direction that I would be proud and happy to continue living here? That's why I make my decisions.
Christy Plaza says she hopes to continue talking about issues that matter to young people when she has her own show on CNN someday. For the California Report, I'm Ashley Bailey in Los Angeles.
KPCC and KQED took to California's college campuses this election season to talk to more than 50 young voters. We've posted their thoughts online. It's inspiring stuff. Look for the link to it on our website, californiareport.org.